Don't worry.
Right, here we go.
Go with it. So
this is Anger Podcast, date recording 9th of the 11th, 2020. Good morning and welcome to this sharing and caring radio podcast with Spectrum FM Radio and the fantastic Christine Widdowson. Now, the whole idea of these podcasts is to open your doors to your mental health. We want to provide you with a better understanding of mental health, raising awareness, providing tools that will support and help you through these difficult and quite frankly scary COVID times. If you don't deal with this properly, a deteriorating mental state of health can greatly affect the quality of your life. I'd like to introduce the fantastic Christine Widdowson. She'll be hosting these podcasts along with myself, Matt Jones, and has been doing so over the past few weeks. Now today, good morning, Christine, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Matt, and good morning to you. And thank you again for inviting me and giving your time to this brilliant idea. So thank you.
I have to say thanks to you as well, because literally we are providing a service to our listener about, we want to keep them happy. You know, everyone at this moment in time, we're trying to deal with so much stuff going on, so much uncertainty. So what topic are we going to be discussing this week, Christine?
We're going to talk about anger today. And as you said, that is going to be around for lots of people, knowingly or unknowingly. And as you've said, it's about opening the doors.
Yes.
And as I've said previously on the previous, I always call myself Dr. Door Open, because I've had to open many doors in my life. I know, it's funny, isn't it?
That's a
but
good one.
I have actually, is it? Hopefully. Because it's true. I've had to open many doors in my life. And, you know, I'm being a practitioner and the mental health and all the things that I do. I've suffered these feelings as well, and I've had the challenges. So I've had to open the doors, and I know I'm an expert at dealing with these feelings and open the doors. Because, as I said, you know, traumatic incident happened when I was a child, which made me very, very angry. And it was when my brother got sexually assaulted. So I went into therapy, and one of the things was for me to open the door. What was behind that door? What was my fear? What was my anxiety? What was my feelings? So, and this has led me on to support your great cause, because I'm very worried about the fallout and how people are going to manage. Unknowingly, you know, we're in the biggest mind game war that we've ever had in any history. And that's why we've covered all of these great subjects on fear, global grief, you know, worrying. All of these are all part of our everyday life, which is very, very unusual.
Indeed.
So anger, indeed. Anger, we are being very tested at the moment. Managing our feelings and our anger during the coronavirus lockdown, many people are finding that they are dealing with more anger than usual as a result of COVID. And of course, you know, they can't get to their family, their work, you know, the whole thing that we've been covering.
Yes, indeed.
And we usually feel anger in response to something, to a situation or a thought that we're having. It's a signal that it's not right.
Yeah.
So we get signals in our bodies. And as you know, I'm very much into, what are we really feeling? It's okay us labouring mental health, but what are we really feeling?
Yeah.
So are we feeling threatened? Are we kind of bewildered? Do we get this red mist because we don't understand? And when we get that, we get physical effects, our heart rate increases, you know, get that thumping in our chest, the blood pressure goes round, and we spoke about this initially, how that impacts and the long-term effects of being in that fight and flight. And kindly, there's a diagram on the website that explains what happens to our body and how it lowers our immune system. So we're worrying, we're building our unresolved issues. You know, we can't express ourselves to the government. If we are, there's riots and there's fear about, you know, retribution, are we going to be fined or what's going to happen to us? There's all of this going on. Yes, it's normal, but we're being more challenged than usual. The coronavirus and pandemic, with its extreme disruption of our normal daily life and uncertainty for our future, is compounded by the crisis of the economic distress, the health, the social unrest, this puts us all to a test.
Yes.
And yes, you know, people do manage it and people don't. But sometimes we may just get a trigger and then we're in the state of anger.
Yeah.
Is anger normal? Yes, everyone feels anger. But what is important is the signal and what we do and how we choose to handle our feelings of anger. And it's most important than anything about the impact it's having on our bodies. And yeah. What can we do about anger? I have attached, and I've sent this to you, about, I call it non-violent communication. And okay. As a family mediator, I was trained about how we communicate. And here is some really good little tips just to kind of make us more self-aware.
Okay.
Are we being passive? Are we being assertive? Or are we being aggressive? So mm-hmm. Passive is that I'm wrong, you're right, no matter, yeah. I don't matter. And you win and I lose. And people that usually tell us other things about our feeling, this means that things don't get sorted out, what I'm saying. And they are the kind of person that normally builds up anger and ends up having an outburst of anger because yeah. they're not able to cope. They haven't resolved anything. Yeah, absolutely. So again, it's just highlighting being more self-aware. So assertive is kind of both points of view are important.
Mm-hmm.
You're important, I matter, you matter, and we both want. Assertive people can tell others how they feel and what they want, but they would do it in a respectful way.
Okay.
They would listen to other points of view. Yeah, an assertive person tries to work things out to find a solution. So you're important, I'm important. The aggressive person is, I'm right, you're wrong, you don't matter, I matter. I win, you lose.
Yeah.
So the aggressive person will tell you or show others how they feel. So they're showing you this aggression, this feeling, and they're showing you it's more important. And again, when you're dealing with that, that can trigger your anger again.
Yeah.
They may shout, they may intimidate you, they may manipulate you depending on the circumstances. And this can damage your relationship, can damage your health, and it can damage how you deal. Now, I'm not saying that we need to use this and I want you to go out labelling people. This is a tool just to become more self-aware of yourself.
Correct.
When we're more self-aware, what are we doing? We're looking after ourselves. We're managing that feeling. You know, your children, the very young children have tantrums because they haven't learned how to control their anger. They want something. That's all they're... That they say they want it, and they scream and scream and scream until they get it, and some parents go, oh, give it in, and give it to them. That's not really helping the situation.
No.
We want to equip ourselves. We want to equip our children, the people around us, but more importantly, we need to equip ourselves with tools. So the first thing is, you know, how do we do that? Everyone needs to learn how to manage anger effectively.
Yeah.
Managing our anger requires practice. As I said previously, we can't change and we can't solve a problem with the same thinking. We have to change that.
Mm-hmm.
Having great tools to look after yourself and your loved ones is essential in this time. It's been about being rational, having rational thinking. Matt, is this hard to do at the moment? Of course it is.
Yes.
Because everyone is living in fear, anxiety,
yep.
You know, grief, pandemic. And of course it's going to... surge up these feelings of frustration. People are going to feel scared, alarmed. They're going to feel shocked. This is all symptoms of anger, and it builds up. So looking after yourself, you know, being self-aware
yeah.
of your language and what people are around you, you know, understanding what your body is, that fight and flight that we spoke about previously, and you can find it on the website and the podcast,
mm-hmm.
and explains how your body manages that. You know, I've already said about yeah. that. Do you really want to be angry? Ask yourself this question. What does it do to your own body? But more importantly, what does it do to your relationships around you?
Yeah.
You know, people that get angry and they have these outbursts and they're violent, they're always like sorry and regretful afterwards because they're then having to live with
yes.
that, aren't they? They're having to live with the consequences of that. So it is really, really important that we start to learn new techniques and practice how to stay calm. You and I are very, very adamant about our own practices.
Yes,
you have mantras. I have meditation and yoga and exercise, and I use a lot of my own tools. Myself, as I said before, I've had to open many doors to my own demons, so
indeed,
to,
yes,
so to speak.
Demons, very good.
But it is, and you can label them. And we're not here to make this extreme, and this is generally how the whole world is. But look, the whole generations of people that we're living in our communities around us, you know, the older people, the younger people, we're all kind of affected about what's going on. We're not living in times of normality for us. Our previous normality is a time when things are very, very different. So we are going to experience very, very different feelings. And as you know, I'm very in tune with about what we're really feeling. So it's kind of coming back to everyone needs to learn how to manage not just anger, but particularly anger this week, and that's why we've focused on that. So it's like, how can we use this energy to motivate us to fix what is broken inside?
Yeah.
And as we cannot fix the outside world, we have to do it within ourselves.
Okay, that's a very fair point.
So I can offer you a great toolkit.
Okay.
That I've used for a long, long time, as you know, that we're doing these weekly. Well, we're not actually; we're doing fortnightly. Thank you, Pardon.
Yeah.
So, if you've got any questions or you'd like some individual help, please contact me. I have a virtual private online consulting room.
Brilliant.
You can find me at www.christinewidowson.com, and I have a WhatsApp number, which is 0044 787 553 2404, and I can't impress on you enough. Please listen to this, but look at it objectively.
Indeed.
Just look at what you can take out of it. You know, this is, we're not labeling everybody. We're giving these out there just to kind of help. And as I said, I'm really worried about the fallout. I'm seeing it around myself. People are feeling anxious, and then they're getting angry. So it is about equipping yourself with tools. So and please support Spectrum Radio, and they're doing a great job putting this out there. Well, and we've always said, Matt, about music, how that changes.
Absolutely,
things.
It does.
And it's a great, great tool to use. And yes, it's a plug at the moment, but it is a real valid tool.
Absolutely.
About changing that energy.
It is brilliant. Well, look, Christine, thank you very, very much for your time. Hopefully, we will be able to join each other once again next week.
Yeah.
Again, it's all of these COVID times again. It comes back to this uncertainty, et cetera, et cetera. What is going to happen? What are the government going to be doing next? It does. I mean, you and I this morning only discussed, panic. Can we do this today? Can I come to the studio? Am I allowed to come to work? So these articles that we will be published on spectrumfm.net with links obviously through to you are very, very important. We have really, really worked, or should I say, Christine, you've worked really hard at getting this information across to our listener, and we really, really appreciate you putting the time in as well as us. Now, Christine, if someone wants to have a private consultation with you, just to confirm your details, it's christinewidowson.com, and that's double D. And your WhatsApp number is 0044 787 553 2404. Christine, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Matt. And I really appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you again. And have a very calm, peaceful time.
Indeed. And to you.
Yourself.
Thanks for your time. All the best.
Thank you.
Take care.
And all the best. Speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.